This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria on the Good Day Extravaganza. The thing they're having a tough time with today and this week is finding the good news, the good among us. There is good, but it's harder to find sometimes. And so as I look around, I'm kind of scratching my head. I think to myself, I should ask Jennifer and Victoria what it is that's trending that they find to be appealing. What is the most important thing happening today that appeals to you in terms of what you really want to know or you want to talk about, Jennifer?
A trending story from social media or just
anybody,
in my life?
Anyway, just anything that's going on. I am usually pretty good at this, but I will tell you that I'm frustrated. You can hear it a little bit in my voice because there's so much stuff that's garbage that's going on in the world that I don't really want to talk about, so I still get stuck, however.
I'll tell you that I'm pretty politically minded, and the conventions are getting ready, so I've been kind of having fun, like, geeking out a little bit with my political junkiehood. Yeah. And there's a bunch of stuff on Twitter right now, because there's a new poll out showing that Trump and Hillary Clinton are very close. So just kind of, I was looking through that poll, actually, right now.
Yeah.
And then looking, if you want something a little lighter that is of interest, on Twitter, did you know today is National French Fry Day, Dougie?
No.
That's what I'm most interested in.
French Fry Day?
I'm going to give that an honorable mention right behind that cue poll.
Okay, so where do
about.
We find the best French fries here, you and I, in Los Angeles? But where would you find, where would you go? All of you think about this if you're a French fry person who hasn't had at least one French fry in their life.
You know, for fast food fries, I mean, there is nothing better than a McDonald's French fry because they soak it in sugar water and then it's extra salty and greasy. But in life, I like the thicker cut French fries better.
Yeah. Where do you get them?
It's hard to find them. You have to go to kind of the mom and pop places.
Can you make anything like this at home that tastes as good and seems to have it? Because whenever I have tried stuff like this, it always comes out soggy.
The thing is that you want to be kind of good on your diet, so people bake fries a lot. You know, I will bake fries at home
sometimes.
How do
you bake fries? That's sort of counterintuitive.
You put them on a baking sheet, you put it in the oven.
But they aren't fries then. Fries means they were fries.
They're baked.
Yeah. Bakes.
They're bakes. But people do. That's how I make fries at home. But you can do it at home with, like, you just have to deep fry. You have to boil some oil.
All right, French fries, number one with Jennifer. What about you, Victoria?
Well, the French fry thing is big. No, I mean, I tend to follow more like pop culture stuff. I think it's really interesting. Gretchen Carlson, we've been talking about her recently with her lawsuit against Roger Ailes.
Fox News, she failed.
And she says that it's a very simple explanation for the people, for the women who are defending Roger Ailes. She said they're still being paid by Fox. So she said that's, you know, there's no mystery there.
No magic there.
That's what it is, yeah.
Yep, I agree with that. Yeah. What are you going to do? You want your job? You going to speak ill of Ailes, or you want your job? Which is it?
Right, exactly.
I would just wish to throw those stones back at the women working at Fox is one thing, but I wish she would have spoke about him before he stopped paying her, because she did the same thing. She didn't make the claim until she got fired by Fox. It's not like she quit and stormed off. So, I mean, a little hypocritical from Gretchen.
But didn't her... Yeah, but I think you were the one who said when we first talked about this that her lawyer... I didn't hear this part, but I thought you said her lawyer had said that the case began before her contract was terminated. That it was an older...
I don't know. That wasn't me that said that. That could have been. I don't know. I have no idea. And if that's the case, it's just that this event happened a while ago, so you think you would have heard about it before.
Sort of an ongoing thing between her and some of the other people at Fox, and then the people who were still there say, oh, she's just disgruntled, and she wasn't good to work with, and all that other stuff. And then, surprise, a bunch of other women stand up who have been associated with Ailes in various capacities over the years. Oh, he's in a lecherous old pig. Yeah, didn't right. everybody know that?
I mean, there's probably no defending him. I mean, we don't know. You have to let it all pay out. I'm sure he's did some he's done things that are inappropriate. But, you know, at the same time, I just implore women, when it happens, say something. Because, you know, that's what makes it difficult with the Bill Cosby thing. Now, 20, 30 years later, you have all these women telling a story that should have been told 30 years ago. And same thing with Roger Ailes. I mean, it's hard to play catch up with this kind of stuff.
Speaking of pigs, although not so old, Pukin Putin has fired every single commander in the Baltic fleet because they refuse to follow his orders to be combative and confrontational with Western ships. 50-some officers. It's pretty unheard of, actually.
Yeah.
Have been fired. I'm surprised they weren't removed in another way. The head of the fleet, chief of staff. The Baltic fleet refused to confront the American ships and the European ships that were there. The firings have been described in Russian media as a Stalin-style purge. That's something that you wouldn't have expected to read or hear also, because Putin's got a pretty much of a stranglehold on the news media in Russia. So the fact that there was somebody who was bold enough to print that, referring to it as a Stalin-style purge, what do you think is really going on over there?
Nothing good. I don't get the warm fuzzies from this story, so I don't know.
No, I mean, think about the fact that there are people standing up to him, though, which was unheard of until recently. There haven't been people. Can you imagine? All of the people in the fleet said, no, we're not going to do this.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
It really is pretty amazing. Yeah.
Well, then the scary thing is, what exactly was he asking them to do?
Right.
That's what makes me nervous.
I think you can guess. Well, I mean, he's not dumb enough to create a situation that would create a situation, if you know what I mean. But, you know, he's a little man in a little body who wants to be a big guy. And those shortcomings always come up, these feelings that men get more than women about their adequacy or inadequacy. And that's really what he's about. Back to what I was saying earlier in the week about women running things through and through. It isn't just women at the top. There have to be women all through the systems everywhere in order for the New World Order to emerge. Maybe that's partially what's coming out of this. You see the new leader in England. People say, now she's not good. She's another conservative. Well, I don't know what that means, but I think that we need kinder, gentler leadership.
Empathy. Nobody wants to think about the other person when they talk to them. They just want to spout off about their own needs and their own thoughts.
It's all about me.
Yeah. And women are born with empathy and men are not. Men are taught empathy. So, you know, I mean, I think I obviously I'd love to see more women in leadership positions, like Doug said, of all levels. But the conservative thing, like saying, oh, well, she's conservative. But conservative in England is a different conservative from a conservative in America.
No, and then we don't apply the right. I'm a real conservative because I actually want to save stuff, mostly money.
I was going to say, when did conservative become a bad word? I'm sort of offended.
It became a bad word when the people who have hijacked the term misused and misrepresenting it.
Right, but I also feel like people use liberal in such a negative way. Oh, that's a liberal thing. Liberal media, liberal this, liberal that. It's like everybody's got such a negative connotation associated with everything.
We let them get away with it without calling them on either side for what the real definition is.
Words to be descriptive. I mean, we can't take the words out. It's just the vitriol behind the words that needs to go away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just take it for what it is. Speaking of taking things for what they are, here's a fabulous opportunity. As interest rates go down, as the Treasury notes that are getting 1.3%, 1.4%, 1.5%, maybe if you're lucky up to 2%, if you have this problem and you're looking for a very safe way to invest your money, may I suggest you go to commercialrealestateincomefunds.com or call them at 888-444-2102. What happens when you go to that website, you watch a video that takes 4 or 5 minutes to watch. It explains the funds that pay a secure 8% yield over 1 year. 8% yield. over 1 year. You can take the checks every month, or you can reinvest them in the fund. It's up to you. But this is a fabulous way for you to protect what you have and to gain in a way that is so safe. People have been looking for this sort of thing, and now's your opportunity. Commercial Real Estate Income Funds.com, or call them at 888-444-2102 and see what you can do with the value of your money. Make your money work for you so you're comfortable and you feel good at night when you go to bed because you know the money's going to be there tomorrow morning. Not always the case with a lot of other investments. They may not even yield you 8%. So call 888-444-2102 to get in on the information, and then maybe what they'll tell you on the phone is go to this website. So go there and check out what the opportunity is. Commercial Real Estate Income Funds.com.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When's the best time to enjoy Twisted Tea?
Why don't we do a little
daydrinking? The hard iced tea brewed like a beer that tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real iced tea. Hanging out at the pool, fishing with your buddy. Twisted Tea hard iced tea tastes great anytime. Cool, refreshing, smooth, but with a kick.
Why don't we do a little daydrinking?
Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's a bit of a square, which is not to say it sits at home practicing the clarinet. This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's square on the outside and bold on the inside. A cup that dares to mix crunchy bits of Butterfinger right into its creamy, smooth, peanut buttery goodness. A cup that grabs life by the wrapper and says, yeah, life, give me more of your crispity, crunchity Butterfinger bits. Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
Any Joe Schmo knows GEICO will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at GEICO.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy GEICO mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You've heard that more than once. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com for a free rate quote when you go to GEICO. 15 minutes, all of that good stuff. 15%. Wouldn't you want to save that on your car insurance? It means you probably should have gone to GEICO 15 minutes ago before you heard the request for you to go there. 19 after the hour. The home of Ronald Reagan was sold yesterday, $15 million, here in Los Angeles County, purchased by an 85-year-old guy who owns the property that was used to shoot the Beverly Hillbillies as well. This guy runs Univision, or one of those Spanish outfits, Spanish language networks. Remember when this was purchased? It was actually, the Reagans didn't buy it. Some of their friends bought it for them and gave it to them. And then over the course of the years, it was deeded to a trust in the Reagan family name. And now it has been sold by the trust. So I'm going to guess in terms of whatever, however you want to gossip about this, that whatever came out of it will go to Michael and to Patty and to Ron Reagan, right? Wouldn't you think they'd split up that $50 million?
So probably, yeah. Right. But who knows how it's all set up? I'm sure it's complicated.
Right. Oh, it doesn't have to be. I just did my will. It was pretty simple. I don't get anything. I'm gone. 21 after the hour.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's just us, all of us friends at 23 past the hour. All right, so this is One Direction. Yes?
Oh, this is insane.
I always get these guys confused.
Bite your tongue.
I know, but come on, you know that. For years and years and years, I've been confusing NSYNC and One Direction. Lance Bass.
They're not even in the same, like, I have to call you out on this, I'm sorry.
Really?
They're not They're even like 20 in the same years like, apart. Generation.
Why is it
like,
so
NSYNC
funny?
NSYNC is the dad of One Direction.
Yeah, totally.
Really, yeah, man. Totally.
Justin Timberlake is at least an uncle to Harry Styles. Maybe not a dad, but an uncle, for sure.
So anyway, well, while we've got the music here from the from NSYNC. Here I am doing it again. There's a new dating show starring eligible gay men. It's going to arrive on Logo. Finding Prince Charming is like The Bachelor, with one man being able to choose from 13 men who are suitors. Lance Bass is going to serve as the show's host. Let's see here. The star of the series, Looking for Lovers, Robert Sepulveda Jr., who is an interior designer in Atlanta. Finding Prince Charming is based, all these dating shows are the same. This first time
everybody's
had the courage to put a dating show on that was for gay men.
Yeah.
So where's the one for lesbians? Where's the TV? Where's the dating show for lesbians?
That'll be next, I'm sure.
Yeah?
That'll be around.
We haven't even had a black bachelor yet. I mean, that's
still something. They can have softball tournaments.
Yeah. Yeah, can you imagine?
Okay. Next.
They're going to build theater sets together.
All right, here's
wow, no one got the theater lesbian joke? That's like a known thing.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
I was trying. I actually did find a bell yesterday. I didn't think I had...
Oh, God.
Ring the bell at the end of that story. Okay, here's a face-off to report on. First Direction and Ed Sheeran. The First Direction people are called Directioners. Ed Sheeran.
One Direction, not First Direction.
One Direction.
Directioners versus the Sheerios.
All right, so Ed Sheeran, who's a very popular guy, has a great voice. His music is very compelling.
Doug's a big fan.
I am a big fan. And
you sound like Bernie Sanders endorsing Hillary.
Yeah. That's a great analogy.
John with a gun against your head.
Exactly, exactly.
All right, so explain this face-off or fan-off, whatever this is.
It's like a sports bracket. Billboard magazine, Billboard.com, is doing a sports bracket of who has the best fans. I think at the end of this, it's going to end up being Taylor Swift's Swifties versus Katy Perry's, whatever they're called. Katy Cats.
The Perryites.
The Katy Cats, they're called.
Are they?
Yeah.
So what's the purpose of this?
This is the round six. This is like
we're
going through the brackets.
Doing this? This is just...
Have jobs. What's the purpose of Pokemon Go? There is no purpose. People just do it.
Yeah, what's the purpose of this radio program? We just do it.
Yep. Sorry to feel old and out of touch, guys. I want to give it a hashtag. Who cares?
There we go. Thank
you. That's one of Doug's favorites. Who cares?
You notice I've not used that, though, on you lately because many people thought it was disrespectful.
You know, it is a little, so that's good.
Well, what, disrespectful?
Sure.
Yeah. All right. So here's, do we have Erykah Badu?
No.
I love her music.
I feel like, Doug, you would like her. She's got a great jazz voice. Her stuff is, like, mellow and cool, just kind of makes you sway. It's like good cooking music, good dinner music. Yeah, I don't know
if
she is.
I want to be a Badu fan.
There you go.
She's giving partial proceeds from her performance in Detroit to the 490 Challenge Fund, which is aimed at helping provide rape kits for people in the city of Detroit. This is
well, the testing of them, yeah, because rape kits in so many cities just sit there and never get tested.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have the money.
Yeah, I find... this is another one of those things that's going on in the world that I find frustrating. The reality of it is frustrating that we have these kind of problems, but it is a reality and something to be dealt with, frankly. Speaking of reality, with cyber crimes happening at an all-time high, cybersecurity might be the next big thing that businesses are realizing they need to invest in. Here's Jay Curtis with some details on what you might be thinking about if you're a business person.
Experts agree that one of the biggest risks businesses face in the future is falling behind on cybersecurity. Dennis Bonilla, the executive dean of the College of Information Systems and Technology at University of Phoenix, has more.
Cyber criminals have perpetrated large-scale hacks, resulting in estimated losses of hundreds of millions of dollars annually. For individuals, 2 in 5 respondents to a recent survey reported that they have experienced a personal security breach.
The survey conducted by University of Phoenix College of Information Systems and Technology also found that 93% of people surveyed agreed that public and private sectors need to take action. There is no question that hackers present a significant challenge in the future of technology.
The first and fairly obvious step is investing more in cybersecurity. Almost 3/4 of respondents said investing in cybersecurity technology is a way to combat cybercrime, and almost half said that investing in more personnel is a part of the solution.
For more, go to phoenix.edu. Now you're in the know from University of Phoenix.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Providing you with a friendly accompaniment to part of your day. I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria. I'll be doing the program tomorrow from Salt Lake City. Going through my usual fun and frolic with the TSA. Did we post that story from earlier? I forgot to ask you, Victoria, about the girl who was bloodied by the
post it
TSA.
If you want. Yeah.
Well, I don't know that. I just think it's more.
It's a terrible story. Those images were just so rich.
Did you see them, Jennifer? Yeah.
Yes, they went viral.
Oh, my God. All right. The Speaking of going viral, actually, the meeting between Barack Obama and George Bush yesterday at the center in Dallas for the Interfaith Memorial Service, honoring the officers who were slain. There is, I thought both of the speeches were actually quite good. They joined hands at the end with a song.
And a dance.
Yeah.
So it was Jen a little uncomfortable. I watched the whole thing, and you know, there was something I know you won't like this, but there's something comforting about George W.'s voice that I really missed, and it was nice to hear him speak.
Yeah.
And at the end, they're all standing, like the dignitaries are standing in the front, and then the band strikes up and starts playing the battle hymn of the Republic, and everybody's kind of just standing there. George Bush started to dance.
Yeah.
And it was
and he was
awkward.
Really trying hard to get Michelle Obama to go with him.
Yeah.
She felt
then,
so awkward.
And then
Barack Obama was looking over at him and smiling, and it wasn't an uncomfortable smile. I didn't think it was an uncomfortable smile.
Well, he looked over and then he started dancing himself, and then he realized, "Oh, I'm dancing." So then he stopped, but Bush kept going and he was like pointing out to the crowd like he was, you know, the Backstreet Boys or something.
Yeah.
It was a little awkward, but
it was weird. It was very weird, but it made me laugh, and I think we all need to have a little laugh after.
Well, here's I'm just looking at a posting from somebody named John who writes, two presidents who couldn't be more different, Bush and Obama, both just gave speeches on unity and tolerance. It would behoove us all to listen.
Yeah.
You know, there's an
it's
amen to that, and an amen, and an amen to that. We keep so dividing.
It was a little inappropriate, though, because the president...
What, the dance?
No, the dance was... Well, that was a little inappropriate, yeah. But it was funny. I mean, we can laugh at it. Mm. But in Obama's speech, he did a great job at the beginning, and then it was like he couldn't stay away, and it became a message about guns again, and then it became another message about bringing up the, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement. And it's like, we have to remember where you are. Go to the funerals of, you know, other people. I mean, the Black Lives Matter movement is targeting police officers right now. And
not everyone in the Black Lives Matter movement.
But the leadership is. And the five people that are dead were killed because someone was inspired by the violent part of that movement.
No.
And
the five people that were killed were killed by a maniac who had a gun that he shouldn't have had, and there was no reason for those five people to be killed. None.
But he had Black
whatsoever.
Lives Matter stuff all over his,
everything. So what? I mean, there is.
And the self-loathing down on the DL gay guy who killed everyone in Orlando also started, you know, screaming about like jihad and stuff. So it's, you know, I mean, like, what the real message is, you have to look at who the actual person is and what their real motivation was. It's the other thing.
I really believe that the guy in Orlando, though, was motivated by jihad. I mean, that's what it was. I mean, for me, it's about the background, the way, what brings someone to their way of thinking, and its ideology. So for him, it was terror. It was doing something that matters, and it was, you know, going out with a bang. For this guy, I mean, these are
I think he totally was just. I think he was a self-loathing on the DL gay guy, and I think that's what a lot of gay people feel. That's why he targeted. That's one club. He could have been a much more effective at Disney World or anywhere else.
That
I just think that there's a lot
to do
more.
In my opinion, nothing to do with guns, and it had nothing to do with gays. It was the fact that
it had everything to do with him being gay. Everything.
No, he was going to target downtown Disney, but then he realized there was too much security, so he went after this nightclub. I mean, it was probably where he knew, because he probably did have gay tendencies. All the evidence points that way, and he probably felt guilty about it because of his religion not endorsing that type of
right. But he was feeling guilty because he was gay, and he can't be gay in his religion. I just think that there was way more of a gay slant there. He could have targeted so many other places.
I mean, we could go into it deeper, but I mean, I think we're getting away from it. It's my perspective that we have to look at the ideology that causes this behavior. And you have a group. I mean, as far as the Orlando shooter goes, you have a group who is marketing to people who feel displaced in society. So maybe that's the self-loathing guy. Maybe you're right. That's where he, you know, he gets brought in, and they're saying, look, you have 5 years before we declare victory on the West and over civilization. And then the apocalypse comes, and this is your last chance to go to heaven. So are you going to take it or not? And that's the kind of messaging that's coming out of these groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda to promote membership.
To people who are weak-minded
right.
To begin with. I'm looking at some of the other tweets, some of the things. I don't know what we have posted or what we have Twitter, the constant feed, Twitter at Good Day Show. But I'm seeing some stuff that it shows a misunderstanding or a lack of understanding. It may be that George Bush was even himself, he was uncomfortable being there and wanted to do something to lighten it up a little bit. There's that, and then we look at all the people. Everybody's an expert. Everybody thinks they know how everybody else thinks. And I think we need to give that a rest as well. I don't know if we're going to have a chance to do that because everybody feels like, or most, a lot of people feel like they have to, they just have to say something, about things, that are as they observe. We're all about opinion here. I think sometimes the shots and I don't even have to. Every time I talk about George Bush, I say I'm no fan of his or Obama. I don't. I shouldn't have to say that or preface my remarks with that sort of thing. But I found a moment there, if that's all it was, when I liked both of them and I liked what they were doing and I liked what they were saying.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
Even to the point of last night at the selectmen's meeting in my town of Framingham. The board, this is a local board about what's going on in Framingham. They spent most of their time in their meeting last night talking about what we have to do to bring our town together, to bring the state together, to bring the country together. And that's something that does, it's like a lot of other things, it all starts on the local level.
People right. And we have to ask ourselves, are these groups really bringing people together or are they separating them more?
Mm-hmm. Well, in terms of Black Lives Matter, you can add, that's a legitimate question to ask about that group. But there are others, plenty of the others on both sides, and that's why we maybe marginalize them and bring in the people in the mainstream to have more to say, to give them an opportunity to speak. And to, you know, people will take a megaphone if they have an opportunity to do so because they want to be heard. So more people ought to be given. That's one of the great things about Vox Populi, which is talk radio. People are able to speak and be heard, and that's a pressure that gets some of the pressure off of some of the frustrations that are a part of what we're living with on a day-to-day basis. How when you look in the mirror at your legs, how do you feel about your legs? You look like you're not really happy to see your legs. Do your legs need some attention? If they do,
well, stubbly at the moment.
But I don't know about what we're going to do about that problem, but there are problems that we can solve with regard to summer-ready legs, and we'll have that conversation in a moment here.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
44 past the hour. Joining us now is a cosmetic dermatologist. Her name, Dr. Annie Chu, and her focus is you and your legs. All right, so I want Victoria to look at her legs. I want Jennifer to look at her legs. I want Karen to look at her legs. I'm actually looking at my legs. I guess when it comes down to the brass tacks, Dr. Chu, one wonders, I have big calves and big sort of big muscles in my legs. And I wonder if it's the same emphasis for men as it is for women when it comes to keeping your legs good looking. And how do we use as a definition for good looking legs?
Well, I think for women, definitely toned, well-shaved, well-groomed legs are really important, especially in the summertime when we're rocking short shorts or wearing bathing suits. I think everyone needs to feel confident and healthy in their skin and just have those legs, have a beauty routine, really, for your legs.
All right. So this isn't for men, then. We ought to just focus. Let's just put men out of the picture and just focus on women. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think for this particular tip, I would probably do that.
Well, shaving your legs.
This is good for you guys to know what we go through, though.
Well, that's part of it.
You know,
yeah, right,
I mean,
exactly.
Our routines are intense. Mm-hmm.
It's true. The routines are complex, and you guys need to know how much time it takes to look so great in those legs.
Right.
All right, so let's talk about this from the dermatological point of view, because you are a dermatologist. What are the things that we think about? And for men, think about shaving, it's our face. And what happens when we shave them, sometimes when it's hot, especially in the summertime, I don't know if it's acne that develops, you got pimples and roughness and that sort of thing. Does the same thing befall a woman shaving her underarms or her legs?
Well, actually, a lot of the tips are applicable to shaving the face or the legs. But I think one of the first steps we recommend on the legs is exfoliating the skin. And that works on the face too. You want to do that so that you can get the skin a little bit softer and help to pop the hair up.
How do you do that? What do you do? What do you use to exfoliate? There are all kinds of cleansers and appliques that you can use. What do you use?
Something gentle. You can just use a washcloth with a little exfoliating cleanser, something with like glycolic or lactic acids in it. That's a great way to kind of just exfoliate the leg and get the hairs to pop up so you can get a closer, better
shave.
All right,
do you do that, Jennifer? Do you do that, Victoria?
I actually shave, and you can tell me if this is a bad thing to do, but I actually shave with a sugar scrub. So I exfoliate and then shave that off. It's a product that I found from a while ago that I have used religiously because I love how soft I get because it exfoliates and takes the hair off.
Right, so the sugar scrub is great for exfoliating, but the one thing that might not be as good is that sugar scrubs are going to dull your razor just because of the fine granules of sugar.
They do.
It's going to make the razor more dull. So you're probably better off maybe doing the exfoliation and then following it with something like a Skintimid shave gel, which allows you to see exactly where you're shaving, which is nice so you don't miss any slight little problem areas. And it also does things like allow you to get a closer shave and keeps the blade sharp. So that way you don't are not shaving with a dull blade, which is, you know, more likely to lead to ingrown
hairs. I go through a lot of razors, so that's a good tip. Yeah.
Ingrown hairs. All right, what do you do, Victoria?
I actually shave with conditioner. That's what I use on my legs, and I've
hair
since I, yeah, I've found that it, I don't even need to moisturize afterwards. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure there's a product that you have that's probably that does the same thing, right?
So, well, very, very, very common for people to pick up the body wash or the skin or hair conditioner just for that slip and glide. And it does give you a little bit of glide, but again, because those products aren't formulated specifically for shaving, they build up on the blades. And that actually dulls the razor and clogs the razor. So you're actually going to be more likely to get not as close of a shave. So you want, your shave won't last as long, right? You'll have to shave more often. And you'll have to switch out the razors more often, which is kind of a hassle.
Give us a few seconds before we run out of time on what we ought to do. Where do we go for more information about the right way to do it?
You can always go to Skintimid.com for more information.
Skintimid.
But, yeah, pick up a little bit of a shaving gel and a nice silky razor, and you will have smooth legs all summer. And
Skintimid.
Yes, exfoliate before.
All right, ladies, there you go. You write it down, Skintimid. That's the info. Dr. Andy Chu, a dermatologist with ideas on how to take care of your legs in the summertime.
Take non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Told in this movie by Harrison Ford, what's the line at the end as the door opens, Chucker?
Get off my plane.
Get off my plane. That's a good line.
This is a great movie.
It is. The theme from Air Force One is playing in the background as we celebrate Harrison Ford's birthday. He's, what is he, 74? Four. Yeah, that's what I think.
Wow.
74 years old today. Still play the action role. The Indiana Jones movie moves along, the new one. What else is he in that's coming up? He's maintaining his active schedule, I think, as far as acting is concerned, isn't he, Chucker?
Well, you know, he's one of those actors. He's never worked for less than big money. I mean, once he hit big, he never was one of those actors who worked for scale. Yep. He always wanted the $20 million paycheck. But I guess the first thing I saw him, probably in 73, American Graffiti.
Yeah, oh yes, right, yeah.
And then some of his, you know, obviously he's known for Indiana Jones and Han Solo, but some of his other films that I think were great, Witness in 85.
Yeah, very good.
The Fugitive in 94.
Excellent.
And I love
Air
Force One.
Yeah, Air Force One is good. He's good in that romantic comedy that was a remake I remember the French...
Sabrina.
Yeah, right. Sabrina. I thought that was a wonderful movie.
Oh, I love that movie. He was so good in that.
Yeah, that's a great movie. And then the one where he's in with, is it Adele this past year? Adeline.
Age of Adeline.
Yeah, right. That was
Lively.
I thought he did a good job in that movie as well.
You know, it's interesting, Chucker. I'm just looking on IMDb. Yeah. Indiana Jones 5 isn't coming out until 2019. Harrison Ford's going to be like 80.
Well, there's little doubt he's going to do that one, and they're going to pass the torch. It's going to be rebooted. I mean, that's going to be the last ride of him as Indiana Jones and Spielberg as the director. Mm. I mean, Disney, Bob Iger, the president of Disney, pretty much said so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what do you got to do? If you're going to take advantage of it, folks at Disney are great at taking advantage of what they have property-wise. So they'll figure out how to make more. Look what they're doing with Star Wars. Good God. So they'll keep milking it, and people like me will keep going. People like
and
you.
He was absolutely great in his return as Han Solo in The Force Awakens.
I was upset that they killed him off. Oh, spoiler alert for those who haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it yet. They killed him?
They kill him.
That is true. I will confirm that.
Yes. All right. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with movie news in a moment.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square, though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside, thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold, it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold, it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold, it broke the internet with a pick of its cup.
So bold,
can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
CVS Pharmacy has over 9,000 locations, and now we're inside Target. So whether you're at home, work, or on vacation, CVS Pharmacy is nearby. We could pull up all your details and prescriptions at any of our locations across the country. So wherever you are, we are. And now the pharmacy you trust is in the store you love. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
All right, Chucker, let's check into what the movie news bag has in store for us today.
Actually, there's one movie, Doug, opening nationwide, The Infiltrator, with Bryan Cranston. Reviews are pretty good. Interesting actor. I mean, he's a guy known for originally Malcolm in the Middle, played the dad. Yeah. Gets a big break on Breaking Bad, gets amazing reviews, and then now he's become a major force in films and one of the most highly respected actors in the business. I say good for him. Yeah. Movies currently filming, if anybody's interested, Spider-Man Homecoming, Thor 3, which will feature the Hulk, Transformers 5, Fast and the Furious 8, and also where Charlize Theron will play the villain in Fast and the Furious 8, which is currently filming. One other TV bit of news, Spike TV is going to do a remake of Frank Darabont's Stephen King's The Mist. The original film starred Thomas Jane. I thought that was a great movie. They'll make it into a 10-part TV miniseries, which will air sometime next year.
Wait a minute. Isn't Thor 3 going to star Michael Strahan?
No.
Thor 3?
Doug.
No?
No. No!
Chucker, good job. 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.